that, we should stop all this light skin, dark skin shit. Like that, I don't even know. Like, we're all black. We need to stop this shit. Like, no one skin is better than the other thing. Like, they all, the white people all look at us. Well, obviously, light skin people, they're looked at as house niggas and stuff like that. But they look at us as niggas. We're all niggas to them. Like, I don't think having light skin or dark skin makes you any less of a black person. And I feel like we all should believe that. But it seems like they have perpetrated, they have brainwashed us to believe that a light nigga is probably superior because they got to live in the houses and the dark niggas were out in the fields. But it's just kind of like, at this point in time, we're all in this together, so it doesn't even matter. So I just want that to stop. That's pretty much all I have to say about that. I don't know if you guys have anything to say, but...
I was in a conversation about that, about colorism, in a group me a little while ago, like last week or something. And it was like, people will say things like, I have one friend, she has a cousin in Ghana, and she would always make these comments, because I think her cousin's family is light-skinned, or they're lighter-skinned, but her cousin is kind of darker-skinned. So she would always, like, she would be taking these group pictures with her family, and then she would make comments, she'd post them up, and she'd make comments like, oh, I wish I wasn't, like I ruined the picture, or some shit like that, just because she's dark-skinned. She'd make comments like that. Oh, and we was like, damn, that is obviously not okay. Because she obviously had this very negative perception of dark skin. And like, I don't know, the pros and cons to having dark skin or light skin, I've seen like, because they'll say it's better as a, I don't know if they say this, but I've heard that for guys, it can be better to be darker skin because you seem more masculine. Like going back to something someone said earlier about like dark, I think Kevin said a darker skin kind of makes you seem more aggressive, more manly, quote unquote. So like it's better because darker skin people look tougher or whatever. Like if you have two black guys standing next to each other, similar build, similar height, all that, but one's dark skin and one's light skin, and you would like, if you were to place bets on a fight, more people would probably bet that the black or the darker skin one would win the fight for no reason than because he's darker skin. And so they look at like lighter skin guys as kind of sappier or whatever word you want to use. And then on the other side with females, it's like, I guess someone gave an example in the group me that if two females, similar builds, similar heights, all that, fell and hurt themselves, one's darker skin, one's lighter skin, there would be an expectation for the darker skin one to get over it. Like they would be an expectation that her pain is less meaningful than the lighter skin ones. And I don't know if that's because, you know, it's harder to see bruises on dark skin, or if it's just like the dark skin itself where people are like, oh, well, your skin's tougher because it's darker, which somehow makes sense to them. But shit like that, like whether you're aware of it or not, the colorism is like a, it's a strong thing. And I don't know. They didn't really reach any kind of like agreement in the group me. I mean, they obviously agree colorism is not a good thing, but they say it's hard for people to have conversations about colorism because light-skinned people tend to not want to admit. Everyone has privilege, right? Everyone has some kind of privilege. Like we, the four of us, have the privilege of being males who are heterosexual, I'm assuming, heterosexual, and that we're able-bodied. We're not like disabled or anything. We don't have any severe like mental like handicaps, things like that. Like there's all kinds of privileges you can find. But as far as like lighter skin, people who are lighter skinned generally don't want to admit that it kind of, I mean, people who are privileged generally don't want to admit that they have privilege anyway, because it kind of insinuates that they've earned things in life, or that they've gotten things in life that they didn't earn. Like it was just because they're born a certain kind of way. So there was like a forum or something at UGA at some point where it was a forum for like an African student union club. And that conversation, that topic came up. And there was the discussion of the colorism and how lighter skinned people tend to benefit from it. But those same lighter skinned people aren't going to be like, they'd be like, yo, we're black. We go through the same like equivalent kind of struggle as darker skinned folks. And it's like, do you though? Like, cause if you ask me personally, I mean, I don't know. You can't really equate people's struggles to each other. Kind of just have to take a guess. But it does seem like a lighter skinned person has a privilege, generally speaking, over a darker skinned person. And I would also say that the gender kind of has something to do with it. I don't know, because you could say, I mean, even with the example that I gave of like darker skinned males being seen as more masculine, and so that could make them more attractive. There's also people that just like, you know, they like pretty boys. So I've heard both sides. Like, I know like light skinned girls, they're like, oh yeah, I only like to date dark skinned guys because they're like manly and strong and all that. And then I've heard girls that are like, yeah, you know, I like light skinned because they're pretty boys or whatever. Some people like that. So I don't know. Like, I don't know if there's any kind of consensus on how colorism benefits people, but I think there is definitely consensus that it is, that the complexions are not treated the same way.
Yeah. Like, to piggyback off what you're saying, I think the brass tacks of it all is that darker skin is more masculine and lighter skin is more feminine. And then that plays into the societal structures of, well, if you're male, then you want to be more masculine because that's better, right? And that's just because that's what society teaches you. And the same thing for if you're lighter skin, then you're more feminine. And if you're female, that's what you want. I feel like that's, if you just look at it like that, in that way, that's what then can like bring you or get you closer to a consensus. And the same thing you're saying about like the not wanting to admit the privilege and everything. I think a lot of it comes down to like preferences. And like, so like, just because you're not functioning within the status quo doesn't mean the status quo doesn't exist. So like, you know, so like if you're a light skinned guy and you're like, well, I don't get great shit because, you know, I'm not dark skinned and I don't, you know, deal with this, that, or the other. That doesn't, you know, just because darker skin would make you more masculine, that would give you benefits and, you know, all these other things that you feel like you don't get because you're not darker skinned, but you're still black, that doesn't take away from the benefits you gain from being light skinned. From you know, the you walking by the white lady in her car and she doesn't lock the door because you're not a dark skin, you know, like I said, just because the status quo, you're not dealing with the status quo, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I feel like that's just colorism in a nutshell for the most part, but what do I know?
Okay.
I kind of agree a little bit with both of y'all too. I think honestly, when it comes to, I guess the general point you're trying to get at, Mikey, is that we all have to realize that we are biggest or ER in the eyes of white people. And I think that dark skinned people, while we do have like a, we could have like this sense of self-pity, kind of we have like the worst lot in life, like the darker skin you are, it does suck. But at the same time, I think it's important to not play the game of who's suffering is more, and also see it from the perspective of the fact that a lot of light-skinned people, biracial people, whatever you want to call them, because they live in this country, I don't know if it's as bad as it is here, like in other countries. And I would also say, like, if you're like black and Asian, living in a predominantly Asian country, you also have it pretty bad too. But there's this sense of like lost identity that a lot of them have to deal with, where it's like, if you are, let's say you are biracial and you are predominantly in a white upbringing, you will always be treated like you would be hated by darker skinned people or being like having absolutely no control over the color of your skin and like the people that you were born around. And then the people that are closer to you that are white will never really treat you completely as white because of the way you look. So there's like a sense of despondency where it's like sometimes, like as a light-skinned person, unless you go to the lengths to like try to erase one of your identities, whether that be, I've seen like a lot of light-skinned people like come like only hang out with black-skinned people, like about like they're not white or they're not this and they're not that, which is true. They're not white and they're not black. They're kind of well, they are black, just because of how America sees it. They're biracial, like they're their own identity that comes with their own struggles, even though they are darker skin. They can be outcasted very easily by like both groups. Same goes with like if you completely erase like the black side of you, which is, I've seen like a couple of biracial YouTubers do this, where it's like they will pretty much have like just white friends. They won't ever stand up for black issues because they're afraid of like, I guess, showcasing the black part of themselves. And because they predominantly live in white spaces, that will be seen as offensive. So it's like, I don't know. I think if light-skinned people and dark-skinned people just took the time to learn each other's struggles and without like trying to measure who struggles more, I think that we could see like a black solidarity between the groups a lot quicker, because at the end of the day, we are both black in the eyes of, you know, white people in the world, pretty much.
Right. And I mean, like, that's how I feel. It's just kind of like you and Eman said it perfectly. You can't measure somebody's struggle with another person's struggle. It's like we're all going through shit, and everybody has a privilege. And if you're light-skinned, whether you're biracial or just happen to be light-skinned, like, you have a privilege. You just own up to it. There's nothing wrong with saying you have a privilege in something. Fucking Jaden Smith is privileged. That nigga grows up without having to worry about shit. Like, everybody has something. Like, I know there's people out there that have nothing, but at the end of the day, like I said before, we're all looked at by the white community as black, and we need to come together. So it's like, I don't know. I just want all the hate to stop. Like, there's no one side better. Nobody should be trying to figure out who's more black, all this shit. We all are in this shit together. Gotta love each other, man.